The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good hump day morning. That's right. It's the middle of the week, 1 minute after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time here where we are. And you can do the math as far as where you are. I know you're going to look at the clock and go, oh, that's what time it is. All right. I'm just kind of letting you know what's going on in our backyard so you can determine what's going on in yours. Joseph Meyer joins us today. Now, who's he? He's the guy that rather soft-spoken, high-pitched tone, but he's got the smarts. We're going to be talking to him about predictions for the economy. You're going to want to listen to this. We got a lot of stuff to throw out on the table and see what Joseph Meyer has to say about it. He's got a newsletter out there we'll be telling you about. Robert Tektalian from Vitamir Naturals will be joining us on the show later. As far as what's on sale at the Power Mall, because we got to do their shameless plug. Have to do that. This is how we stay on the air. 10% off of the following: North American Urban Spice, Vitamir, and Transderma Magnesium Oil and Prill Beads. That's why Martin Pytel is going to be joining us tomorrow to discuss healthy water and the benefits of magnesium. Of course, now I probably will do this like till the end of the month, maybe even longer. My books are on sale, 20% off right now. Take advantage of it while you can, especially if you know somebody that's got really crappy credit that needs to be cleaned up. I use this stuff. I use this as my ammunition, and I'm sharing it with you in this book, which has been discounted. In addition to that, for those of you who have issues with your chain of title, there are two books out there, The Quiet Title War Manual and Clouded Titles, which is the second book I wrote. First one was The Credit Restoration Primer. Second one was Clouded Titles. Yep. The third one was The Quiet Title War Manual. The fourth one was FDCPA. And this is for people that are being hounded by debt collectors, dunning phone calls, letters, all sorts of stuff. And this helps you shut them down and eliminate them and, if necessary, litigate. It's an interesting way to fight back. So that's one of the reasons why we have those on there, because they're all consumer-related. I did an insane amount of research when I put these books together. And one of them was co-authored by Al West, who's an attorney in California that just recently got rid of two deeds of trust off of a fellow's chain of title, which means he's got a free and clear property. He didn't have any debt showing up. The lender came into court screaming bloody murder. They had a lien interest in the property, and the judge said no after hearing Mr. West's arguments. So now he's got a free and clear property. See, you always want to know what's the scoop on that? Well, see, if you would just read the books, you'd find that out. For those of you listening to the show by phone, if you are on the telephone number 631-359-8232, you are on the correct number. That is a number that, you know, we're pretty confident you're not going to get a phone bill for, because the phone company recognized, you're making long-distance phone calls and we're going to start charging because you're sucking up 2 hours of their phone time in the morning. Yeah, can't have that. Okay, we're losing money on this. Yeah, well, and if you are listening on shortwave 7.490, we want you to call us at 877-817-9829 or email us at support@thepowerhour.com or support@thepowermall.com. And we want you to do this because we want you to find other ways to listen to the show besides shortwave. Right now, it's one of those business decisions that we are faced with making because the economy is killing everybody. And this is an expensive proposition, what we're doing here. So we want you to call us. We're going to share with you other ways that you can listen to the show. We appreciate your continued donations as well by going to the Power Hour and clicking the Support Us tab, by mail, sending us a snail mail check at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or by calling Jay directly at 877-817-9829 and making a donation that way. If you're shopping from the Partners tab, by the way, just remember, you go to the Power Mall first. Don't go to the vendors' websites and try to buy directly from them unless they're listed on the Partner Affiliates tab on thepowerhour.com. If you don't see their name there, that means we're probably carrying it at the Power Mall. So if you see their name there, that means you can call them directly. You can spend 5 minutes, you know, emailing or calling us and letting us know you bought from them. And I did get a phone call from one of our listeners yesterday about purchasing products there. And the Power Hour got a very nice credit for the products that he purchased. So everybody benefits. It's a win-win. The newsletters are free. We have one for the Power Mall, one for the Power Hour. And if you want the newsletters, you just have to go to each respective website at thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com, click on the newsletter tab link, and sign up. That simple. The still talking about Rick Satellite Systems, that's a great way to listen to the Power Hour. And, of course, you get a lot more than just the Power Hour when you sign up for the Galaxy 19 KU Band free-to-air satellite system. From RickSatelliteUSA.com, that $269 includes shipping, and you never have to pay any fees after that, and you don't have to plug it into the internet, and the government doesn't know what you're listening to, and you can get all the back-channel information, not from just here, but from other countries as well, because they're on the outside looking in, shaking their heads, going, man, really? This is what America is doing? Oh, my God, they're a sinking ship. See, a lot of Europeans, they think we're stupid. We think they're stupid. See, this whole thing is tit for tat. This whole thing is designed to make everybody divided. And it's not just within America. It's outside of America as well. They want the Europeans to think that Americans are stupid. And we're not. And, of course, the media here wants to make it look like the Europeans and everybody over there is stupid. And they're not. See, they're pitting people against people. These are politicians that are playing this game. And they're using the news media to do it. I think probably most of you already recognize that. But see, Rick Kaler can help you dial in on all these shows if you just give him a call at 816-228-1801 in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. Rick Kaler will be happy to even discuss with you how to put the satellite system in so you can constantly have a way to listen to us. We're going to be giving away a dish, by the way, the whole system. We got one to give away. Oh, did I get your attention now? If you send us a letter to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or you email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Include your name, address, and phone number so we can call you. Rick will probably want to talk to you to see whether or not you can use the system in the first place. Because if you live out in the woods, it's going to be kind of tough. Yes, I wanted to be like Henry David Thoreau. Oh, my goodness. All right. Now we move on to the news. Hold on, little drum roll here. Got it. All right. Now this is the today's top five news stories. I always like that. I feel like Gary Owen from Rowan and Martin's Laughing. And now here's Dan and Dick. Yeah. Kevin McCarthy has announced the House is going to open impeachment inquiry to investigate the possible involvement of Joe Biden in the business dealings of his son, Hunter. Oh, isn't that nice? And of course, all the political pundits and all their opponents are coming out going, you're wasting our time on tax dollars. And oh, my God, if you do that, then Harris is going to be president. Well, no, see, she would be the next one that we impeach because just based on the fact she's an idiot. I don't know how she see. This is the thing. Most people that are in the know get the fact that one, by launching the impeachment inquiry, you're going to find out who the real rhinos are. Because they're going to defend Biden. You're going to know who to vote out in the next election. You're going to know who to confront when they come back to do their little town hall meetings. You can get in their face and ask them, why are you a rhino? Why do you support democracy? Why do you support turning our country into a socialist state? And you listen to them and their response. They don't have one. They're in on it. This is, you know, I'm just making a statement. I think everybody knows. And now, if you disagree, guess what? We have a toll-free number you could call. 844-769-2944. And that means you can dial into the show and you can talk to yours truly. I'm not patting myself on the back. Are you kidding? I'm just throwing the ideas out there on the table. And if you disagree, you have the opportunity to call up and change my mind. You might even have something to embellish the conversation. We don't mind. I mean, at least we're hearing from you. I mean, you can't, well, look at it this way. I don't know what you're thinking unless you pick up the phone and call me and tell me, right? I can't sit there and watch your pot boil over. I just, you know, it doesn't work like that. It's, you know, it's a conversation's a two-way street, right? And of course, speaking of pot, RFK, you want to talk about the pot calling the kettle black. RFK Jr. is, his campaign is accusing the Democratic National Committee of being undemocratic. Oh no, we got the whole thing. It's a class of pledged delegates called party leaders and elected officials who are essentially the same as super delegates due to the amount of control the party exercises over elected officials. And so basically what this means is this puts the DNC, according to Kennedy, once again in the position of overturning the will of the voters across the United States. Is he right? Is this true? Think about it. Is this what they're going to try to pull off on 2024, next year? Think about it. The G20 has announced a plan to impose digital currencies and IDs worldwide. Story number three. Yeah, what's behind door number three? The mark will follow. Yeah, I know. Those of you, now it won't. They're going to try to choke. This is what this is all about, is choke points. Don't panic. I'm going to talk to Joseph Meyer about this. See, that's why we got him on the show. You have to, one, community, two, you're going to have to figure out a way to feed yourself, because this is what it's all about. The G20, which is currently under India's presidency, adopted a final declaration on the subject over the weekend in New Delhi, and we're just now hearing about it. Makes you wonder. Discussions already underway to create international regulations for crypto. Well, you know, there was no talk of banning it. They want to replace your cash society with crypto. Central bank digital currencies, which lack similar privacy and security. And if the government has access to those channels, and I'm talking about all the flow of cryptocurrencies, if they have access to all that, and you have all this money invested in crypto, it doesn't matter what bank it's in, so to speak, they can take it, and you're broke. Now, how are you going to eat? You see, these are the things you need to be thinking about, because this is what they're moving to, and I don't think that it's going to be in September like everybody is saying. It's going to take them time because, see, everything they've done from 1920 and the Roosevelt Foundation's doctrines being introduced into a school, see how long it's taken them just to get to this point? I don't see it's going to happen overnight. No, they got to make everybody want it. How do you do that? With a bank run? I don't know. Part of the economic cycle, which, of course, the big banks are part of the bad news, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. Oh, this guy made so much money off of what happened in 2008. He told a financial conference in New York that people who assume that the U.S. economy will continue to boom for years on the back of consumer strength is making a huge mistake. He was making those remarks at Barclays Global Financial Services Conference, at which he warned a number of risks to the economy, including the Ukraine war, monetary tightening by the Federal Reserve, and increasing reliance on government spending. What about all those people that have their handouts saying, oh, gimme, 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 what's in it for me? See, they listen to WIIFM. What's in it for me? Oh, you didn't know that acronym existed? Sure it does. Yeah, you got all these entitled people out there that think the government owes them something. Yes, we need reparations. Now, you see, it's going to be every man for himself when this thing goes down. And, of course, when you play politics, you get Ukraine. Works both ways. The impeachment inquiry announced by House Republicans against Biden centers on his involvement with Ukraine, just like they did with Trump in 2020. See, it works both ways. Now the House is conveniently going to find out, what about those $20 million in alleged payments from foreign sources to the Biden family and associates? And the president's past communications with his son, Hunter Biden, about his overseas business dealings, as well as the whistleblower allegations in the DOJ extending special treatment to the Biden family. This is what you call, this is what McCarthy calls abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. And of course, I told you this was going to happen. They were going to have another Schiff show. Political tit for tat. In world news, we told you yesterday that Kim Jong-un was going to meet with Putin. Well, he's there now. And of course, Kim's translator thanked Putin for the warm welcome, despite being busy. Over 5,200 people are feared dead and another 10,000 missing after the flooding in Libya. Just so you know, this is news coming out of the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. Germany has passed a green heating law mandating 65% renewable energy. And you know what that's going to do? Yeah, let's put up some more windmills and solar panels and see what that does. Yeah, forget about fossil fuels and nuclear and wow. Yeah, when people start freezing during the winter, well, see if you can rethink that. Oh, no, but the powers that be, they're all set up. I mean, estimates are that indicating this law is going to cost Germany's economy over €1 trillion over the next 20 years. And do you remember me telling you yesterday about the Iranian president, about how Biden gave $6 billion to get 5 American hostages back? And said, well, it's going to go to humanitarian purposes. We're going to put it in a fund. Well, the Iranian president, Ebrahim Raisi, stated the money will be unfrozen under Iran's prisoner swap, belongs to the Islamic Republic of Iran, and naturally we'll decide how that money's going to spend, how it's going to be spent, and where we need to spend it. It's not on you, moron. See how they make fun of Biden? They know he's an idiot. He's a useful tool. By the way, for those of you that are Alex Jones fans, oh, I got to say something about this. Oh, I know you're ready. Krieger's going to pounce on Alex now. No, Krieger's not going to do that. Owen Schroyer, the InfoWars host that was sitting right next to me at the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour in Dallas last year, has been sentenced to 60 days in prison over the Capitol riot, despite not stepping foot inside the Capitol building itself. And even said this to U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly. I was not a part of any larger plan for illegal activity or violence that day. Words right out of Schroyer's own mouth at the sentencing hearing. Still, the judge didn't care. I'm in D.C. I'll do what I want. 60 days in the D.C. gulag. Yeah. Sad, isn't it? Dustin in Michigan, good morning, sir.
Morning. I've got to clear up something for some folks that were upset with me when I said, oh, I don't just automatically back the blue because of their political nature. And they couldn't really comprehend what I was talking about. But if we look at the root of words, police use police power that are given to them via the policies of politicians. It's the ultimate political authority, the police power. That's where the politicians' policies touch the people. So that's why I don't automatically back the blue, and I don't automatically give them the benefit of the doubt that they're not political. I'll hang up now and wait for your comment.
Well, first off, you hung up too soon. I was going to ask you a question, Dustin. How were you accused of saying something and not clarifying it? No, I get what you're coming from. I have friends who are cops and peace officers. I have a lot of them. I'm a member of multiple sheriff's associations. I'm going to be very careful while crafting my response here, Dustin, because I understand where you're coming from. And when you get pulled over and you have to worry about, you know, some cop saying, you think I'm going to kill you? And while you're standing out at the trunk of your vehicle, we need to search your car. Do you have a warrant? What's your probable cause? I mean, oh, Oh, I can't say that to a police officer. He'll get mad and pull me through the window and beat me to a pulp. See, that's where I think Dustin's coming from. This is, you know, and this is one of my peace officer buddies out there. Came to visit me one day, pulled an AR-15 out of the trunk and said, check this out. And I'm like, cool. He says, you know what scares me more than anything else? Is some of these cops, you give them a gun and a badge. And I'm going to be nice with George listening this morning. They turn into Tackleberry. See, I was going to say Barney Fife, but George said, don't do that. Use Tackleberry. It sounds better. I agreed. That's a problem. You have a lot of cops on a power trip. And this is why you have so many lawsuits against jurisdictions whose police officers went over and above and took to protect and serve and turned it into harass and oppress. Yep. I mean, we've had cops accused of raping women in the back of their cars because they got pulled over for a traffic stop. Yep. And I mean, this happens. There are bad apples in the barrel. And that's why, you know, when you back the blue, and I understand, Dustin, exactly where you're coming from, it's difficult to gauge what's in the brain of that officer who pulls you over during a traffic stop or the ones that come to your door and knock on your door to serve you with process. It's hard. Backing the blue to me in most communities means your local police department. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, before I left Florida, I got to know the captain of the Northport Police Department. He's a dear friend of mine. I know him and his wife. I actually was part of a community effort that donated money to the sheriff's or the police, rather, Northport Police Association. We gave them a check as a result of our fundraising efforts because we like what they're doing. They got the right idea. I've talked to the captain. I know the guy personally. He would not pull that nonsense. And that's one of the reasons why it, I think, Dustin, it all depends on the community you live in. Because, like I said, every community has bad apples, and this is one of the reasons why people file complaints. Because if there is a problem, you say something. And you don't start the nonsense. I was going to use the S word again, but I can't do that. You don't start that outside the police car. You be polite, respectful, take your ticket, and fight it later. Live to see another day. Because you get in that guy's face and go crosswise, and the next thing you know, you got a service revolver pointed right at your head. Get out of the car. You know, that's what you're facing if you act like a smartass. So, you know, there are some bad apples. Say that for another day. Your fight is not over. Just be respectful. You know, I mean, it's sad that you hear black parents teaching their kids, if you get pulled over, you put your hands on the steering wheel and let the officer see them because, you know, they're going to beat you. You know, see, this is stereotypical again. This is what America has become. Even Jack McLam, the late Jack McLam, said, we have become a police state. And Dustin, that's where you're right on about what politicians have done. They've turned and given carte blanche to cops. And even though we back the blue, it means we want law and order, but we don't want that kind of behavior. That's where we're going with it. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons you back the blue is due to this convicted murderer who broke out of a Pennsylvania prison 2 weeks ago, snatched a rifle from the garage of a homeowner who then opened fire on him as he fled. And of course, now he's armed. So, you know, when they put on an A&D or an armed and dangerous on anybody, this is escaped Pennsylvania murderer Danilo Cavalcante. And so they have been searching for him since August 31st. This 34-year-old Brazilian broke out of the Chester County prison. How he managed to do that, beyond me, but they got him. They, you know, they're on the lookout for him. They haven't found him yet, but now the guy's armed. And we understand it was a .22 that he's armed with. So it's not going to do a whole lot of damage, but still, you know, aimed in the right direction, you can put somebody's eye out. The bigger problem is now that he's armed and dangerous, now it's a shoot on sight. You see him, you know he's going to turn the weapon on you. Be prepared. Death by cop. Be prepared. And everybody's going to point a finger and say, those bad cops. You know, I mean, just like that 17-year-old nincompoop down in Florida after he shot the canine, turned his weapon on the cops, refused to put it down, so they shot him. Did he get what he get? I mean, this is what you get. When you challenge the cops like that, that's what you get. And I imagine that Cavalcante is going to be meeting his maker soon. As soon as they find him, there's going to be a firefight, and he's going to be the loser. Donald Trump has issued a challenge to Biden and the Murdoch family to undergo mental competency tests after a Wall Street Journal poll found that many registered voters questioned the former president's mental fitness for office. So on Truth Social, which is Trump's media, he even said he'll name the place in the test and it'll be a tough one. Nobody will even come close to me. We can also throw some physical activity into it. I can see it now. Four. Oh, goodness. All right. Now, there's another issue out there with Fulton County. This case down there, Harrison Floyd's attorneys, he's a co-defendant in Fulton County against, you know, former President Trump and 18 others over contesting the 2020 election results, filed several motions asking the court to sever his case. And of course, now Mr. Floyd believes the prosecution's already reached plea bargains with several co-defendants in the case, according to the filing. It's called Reveal the Deal. Specifically requesting prosecution to include any summaries regarding any deals made, dates on which they were made, when negotiations took place, polygraph examinations given to witnesses, that they're not admissible in court, but they are going to ask anyway. What other privileges were you given? They incarcerated Mr. Floyd. Nobody else got incarcerated except him. Then he finally bonded out. They want to know, did you make any deals? Because, see, here's what's going to happen. If they're making deals with people, why do you think they make deals? They make deals because they want people. Here's what we'll do. We'll let you off and give you complete immunity if you turn on Trump and testify against him. And you basically, what Fannie Willis is going to do is she is going to put the words in their mouth. And don't think prosecutors don't do it, because they do. We have a corrupt justice system that can't be trusted. And I'm not saying that all prosecutors are bad, but if you get somebody in there that does what Fannie Willis did, you can trust that it's going to be real nefarious what's going on in the backside of this situation. A bombshell federal probe has revealed that Joe Biden's DHS has lost track of almost 20% of the border crossers, more than 177,000 that have crossed into the U.S., of roughly the 981,000 that were reviewed for the audit that was taken by U.S. Border Patrol. And nearly 150 illegal immigrants on the terror watch list have been trying to get into the country. They were apprehended, of course. Don't know what they did with them. Nobody's talking. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, you know, you're sitting there. The inspector general says Biden can't locate these immigrants. And Enrique Tarrio said the feds tried to coerce him into implicating Donald Trump in the J6. Imagine that. Yeah. We'll be back with more news, phone calls, after this. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helps us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Senator Joni Ernst, we move on to the Second Amendment news because this is real important. Senator Joni Ernst is now claiming she's the Republican senator from Iowa. She's asking the BATF to explain the surge in revoked FFL licenses, suggesting it's overstepped the boundaries of the law. This is part of Ernst's ongoing oversight of the ATF, and Senator Chuck Grassley, also from Iowa, is standing with her in this endeavor. These two senators released a statement noting they are following up on their previous oversight of the BATF and exposing its attempt to abuse the law to revoke FFLs from lawful gun sellers. Further, they're demanding answers on how the ATF is taking away the licenses in a way that clearly oversteps the intent of the law at the expense of the legal gun seller. This is their words, of course. Now, you know, we told you about Russell Fincher in Tuskahoma, Oklahoma. They showed up heavy. And those of you who don't know what that means, it means they had their guns drawn, pointed at him, red dots all over the place. That's what it means. And they took his newly relinquished because he just said, look, I got health problems. I don't have time for this. But see, he had 50 legal guns in his possession, and they took them all. Now, you talk about abuse of power. Every single one of those was licensed to him, and they took them, left him with nothing. So, and, you know, they took his revoked license, too. It happened to be there. They took that as well. And, of course, nobody's talking. So this is how you punish the BATF, senators. You cut their funding. You want to defund the police? How about defunding jackbooted fascists? Because this is exactly what happened at Waco. And what would have happened if Russell Fincher said, you know what? I've had it. I'm not going to do this. And all of a sudden, he takes one of those 50 weapons he's got and says, all right, I may go down, but I'm taking some of you with me. What happens when that happens? You see, that's a possibility. Because when you make threats, and it's all public now, they said, hey, tell your FFL buddies, we're coming for them next. When you say stuff like that, and you intimate that kind of behavior, how do you think people are going to react? No, this is what they want. They want you to ramp up. They want you to capitulate. They want you to get down and bow down to Massa. Yes, Massa, take my license, Massa. Take my guns, Massa. Please don't beat me, Massa. This is what they want. They want you to capitulate. They don't want you to stand up for your rights. See, this is where Dustin, he's right on about that point. This is what you call. When you get jackbooted fascist cops, let's move up a level. Let's go from the police to the state. Because I've seen some state troopers that act just like the BATF. Not all of them are bad, seriously. There's some good ones out there. Met them too. But then you got other, when you move up to the federal level, this is where we get crazy. We get IRS agents having guns. We got BATF going out there stealing people's weapons. It's pretty crazy. But see, what they're waiting for is for somebody to challenge them and open fire and take out a dozen of them in the process of sacrificing themselves for what's right while the rest of America cowers in a corner. Wow. Crazy, isn't it? I just got a book, as a matter of fact, from Lauren Boebert called My American Life. And of course, on the book cover here, which I'm holding up to the screen for those of you watching me and streaming, she's packing a sidearm. Of course, then she sent me a little envelope to donate to her campaign. She's not doing so well in Colorado. I'm like, I'm not donating another cent to this woman until she comes on my show. So anybody that's out there that knows her, tell them that we want to talk to her and get her on the show. It seems like when they get elected and they're in Congress, they don't want to talk to us anymore. When they were going to get elected or they didn't get elected at the polls, then everybody wants to come on the show and talk to us. So, you know, that's why I made Jonathan Emard promise me that if they elect him senator and he beats out Tim Kaine in the upcoming election, that he's not going to forget us and he's going to come back on the show periodically and talk to us. You know, that's the kind of connection you want to have. And of course, in New Mexico, oh my goodness, the backlash continues. The New Mexico governor, of course, as you know, Michelle Grisham, has announced that she was suspending the right to carry firearms in public across Albuquerque and the surrounding Bernalillo County for at least 30 days. Why 30 days? Well, you start with 30 days and then you stop the spread. You see, that's this whole nonsensical thing that Democrat governors and officials have in their brain. Of course, social media went bonkers over it. And the New Mexico's Democratic AG is not going to defend the governor's concealed carry ban. He's basically saying, look, you're violating the Constitution. You had no right to say that. These people have concealed and open carry. I mean, whatever New Mexico allows, you are not allowed to just arbitrarily come in and ban the right to carry a firearm. You're not. Yeah. You know, we have a New Mexico governor here, what looks like trying to bring back the martial law we saw in all those Hollywood Westerns out there. It looks like we just got some news in. I just saw the... Remember I told you just minutes ago about that guy that stole the .22? He's been shot dead by authorities in Pennsylvania. I told you it was going to happen, and there it is in the news. I told you. Jeff in North Carolina, you're on. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Awesome show like usual. Hey, this wasn't originally what I was going to comment on, but since you're kind of hitting on the point, what would you do if you had one of those armed IRS agents come up to your door, or a couple of them? I wonder, what would you do, Dave, if that happened?
As far as you want to clarify that a little more?
Well, I mean, you just were hitting on some points about, you know, these all these armed people and the attitudes of these people and stuff. I mean, if they had thought that you were doing something wrong, you know, and they sent about two or three or four of them up to your door, I mean, I wonder how you're supposed to handle that, you know?
Hmm. Well, now this is tricky because now we're treading on a very sensitive issue because a lot of people may not agree with the way we think. We took an oath, you and I, both of us took an oath to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that is a lifetime commitment. If you're a veteran, you made a commitment. And Jeff and I both know this because we're both in the same boat. So if they come to your home, is this the end of the road? Well, if veterans capitulate, Jeff, what's to become of us when we start handing over our guns? What's to become of us?
Right. Yeah, so, right. I mean, what's to become of us? Yeah.
It's a decision that every American has to make. One, why are they at my door? What have I done to deserve their wrath? Secondly, is what they're doing legal? If I have a no trespassing sign on my property and they're there and they didn't call the sheriff, see, because this has happened in a lot of instances. And, you know, we've had Richard Mack on the show explaining it because some of the local sheriffs that have taken his constitutional sheriff's course have actually stopped the feds from coming onto people's property and opening up a can of, you know what. So it's a real testy situation. Oh, apparently now we're finally getting clarification. They've captured the Pennsylvania shooter, the escaped prisoner. They captured him. They didn't kill him. That's we're finally getting clarification now. See, when the news is just like jumping all over itself, he's going to go back into jail. They're going to put him in maximum security, put him in the hole. And, he's not going to see daylight for a long time. Then he's going to go in front of a judge and he's going to get sentenced to a much longer prison term. And like that matters. So the thing is that the Pennsylvania taxpayers are paying for this, but, yeah, it's a sensitive issue about whether or not the American citizen has the right to defend themselves when they're being besieged upon by the United States government. It's an issue that every American is going to have to weigh when they come to the door and decide whether or not their life is worth it. And are they going to send a message? Are the neighbors going to come to their rallying cry? I mean, just imagine if the person that they attacked, Jeff, imagine if they had one of those LRADs on top of their house where they could broadcast stuff out of the LRAD and everybody within several miles could hear it and would come to their aid, and they're all armed, and they would literally surround the whole pack of agents and take them all out to send a message to D.C. that, hey, you don't come in our backyard and mess with us, especially when you didn't bring the sheriff. So, see, these are all questions we have to ask ourselves, right?
Yeah. That's some very good points, Dave. That's very good. Now, I'll ask you one more thing here, Dave. I'm trying to really stay in focus with God and what he wants me to do and so forth. And you were touching on the neighbors' issues and stuff like that. I'm trying to, you know, definitely communicate with my neighbors and so forth. I'm out here in the country. But I'll tell you what, one thing for sure, I just want to ask you this. This is coming. Can you imagine Kamala Harris as president? I mean, get ready for that now. Now, can you just, are you ready for that, Dave? Because it's coming. Are you ready?
Yeah. All I can imagine is that stupid laugh of hers when she gets on the podium for the first time and the country's going to go, oh, geez. They're going to say other things. They're going to use the S-bomb. You're going to hear that, or the F-bomb. I mean, you're going to hear expletives like nobody's business. This is why I think it's all tit for tat. I don't really believe that they're going to be able to pull it off. Here's the reason why. The House may do what they did to Trump. The House may impeach him because they've got the majority. But when it gets to the Senate and you've got rhinos siding with the Democrats, Biden ain't going anywhere. Not going to happen. I don't see it. I don't. I just don't. I know how these rhinos are. You got your Romneys and your, you know, what's the old fart from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, who's lost half his mind. You got good night, everybody from Pennsylvania. I mean, when you got morons in there like that, no, they're rhinos, man. They're going to vote. The rhinos and the Democrats that don't know any better are going to vote to keep Biden right where he is because they don't want Kamala Harris or Chlamydia Harris, as I call her. They don't want her as president of the United States because it would be a total disaster.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, Dave. Do you think that Biden's health, I mean, he's pretty bad health-wise. I mean, how much longer do you actually think he can go? I mean, he's got some serious issues.
I don't know. As long as you keep giving him ice cream, I have the faintest idea how long he's going to go. I could tell you this. He's not an Energizer bunny. And if you're listening to all the back channel information, it's like, oh, it's a substitute Biden. The old one died in 19, whatever. It's like, oh, come on. This is why Trump wants a competency test, because he wants to weed out all of the infiltrates that have made a mess of our democratic society. See, and when they use the term democratic, I cringe. Because this is the narrative from the 1920s when the Rockefeller Foundation started educating all of us. Then all of a sudden, now we have a democracy. Right. We don't have a constitutional republic, you know, because now, you know, can you imagine what's going to happen when your kid goes to school and he's putting his hand in his heart and reciting the pledge and to the democracy for which it stands? Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. That don't sound right, does it?
No, it sure doesn't. Because we don't live in a democracy. We live in a police state. Dustin's right about a lot of what he said. And I appreciate your call, Dustin, by the way, because we do have bad cops out there. I will not deny that. And as long as you have that and the police departments aren't willing to fix that, then everybody gets a black eye.
Yeah, you're right, Dave. All right, Dave, you have a good day, man. God bless you. Thank you.
You too. God bless you too, sir. We appreciate your service. I'm going to save the economy interest because Joseph Meyer is going to be on the show. I don't want to talk about any of the economic news. I'm going to move along in the science and technology and save the economic news. We all know what that is, right? MGM Resorts International is now in crisis management mode. Are you ready for this? They've been hacked. The whole casino giant systems have been hacked, including its main website, online reservations, in-casino services. Legions of gamblers were shocked when even the casino's giant slot machine stopped working temporarily. Bleeping Computer reports MGM Resorts have been forced to shut down crucial IT systems due to a cybersecurity breach. Company announced the incident on X. Wow, you got to love that. And of course, now Voyager Labs, ever heard of them? They're a tech startup claiming its AI can predict crimes based on personal data from social media. They're facing a legal showdown with Facebook over privacy concerns. And of course, Fox News is reporting this, that Voyager Labs, based in AI analytics, has found itself at the center of a legal and ethical battle. Voyager Labs garnered the attention and contracts from major U.S. law enforcement agencies, including the New York City and LAPD. Company claims its AI algorithms can sift through vast amounts of data from various corners of the internet, including social media and the dark web, to give police departments the insight and uncover potential risk and predict future crimes. Folks, this is the thought police. This is the thought police. This is where all of a sudden this AI goes out and starts searching for information and buzzwords in your social media posts. And all of a sudden the guy's going to kill you. And the cops come to your car with guns drawn. You see, pre-crime. And when you're using AI and you get pulled over or any other number of things, you could be walking into a store and all of a sudden, AI detects you're a shoplifter because of stuff you posted on there about how you should get free stuff. You should have reparations. All of a sudden, AI says, oh, they're shoplifters. Next thing you know, you're being arrested for something you didn't do. You paid for your item at the store, and you've got it in a bag, and you're walking out the door, and next thing you know, click, click, there go the handcuffs. Nah. Can you imagine that? This is what AI is capable of besides starting a nuclear war. Security experts, by the way, as long as we're talking about surveillance state, are saying that iPhone users should update their devices as soon as possible to deal with dangerous security flaws in its mobile operating system. after the Pegasus spyware created by Israel-based NSO Group was found in iPads and iPhones. Apple released an emergency update last week to patch that vulnerability. So maybe you should go update your security. Yeah, you don't want Pegasus on your Apple device now. This is amazing that it even got there in the first place. Wow. New Hampshire, by the way, their coast is preparing for Hurricane Lee. AccuWeather says Hurricane Lee was forecast to weaken into a tropical storm and likely make landfall in Nova Scotia, while wind and rain could affect parts of Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Maine, and New Hampshire, just so you know. Brady in Las Vegas, what say you?
Kind of funny that we still have drought restrictions and what day we can water out here in the West when we've had about 4 years worth of water that's run back into the ocean. They failed to catch the water again and just went back into the ocean. But still, we're in a drought situation. And just yesterday, there was snow in Utah in the mountain area. So I just can't figure out how this global warming is doing what it's doing. It's just beyond me, Dave. But anyways,
Climate change is what climate change is. It's all propaganda. The world is going to. Remember the old soap opera, As the World Turns?
Yeah, and I think we should change that As the World Burns.
Yeah, that too. They should come out with a sequel.
You know, it's just like the days of Noah we're living through with all the biblical flooding and the days of Babylon where we're trying to destroy that satanic bloodline that keeps coming for us. This has been going on for a while.
I know.
It's been going on for a while. People have been realizing now that we are in a spiritual war. The war in Russia is just another thing that's happening at this time. But you got to remember the white people are killing other white people, and a lot of them are Christians. So the New World Order loves what's happening right now, all the chaos and the evil that's being put out there, your COVID jabs, your death jabs, your masks, your family going to crap. Your cops destroying humanity. You got people arguing with their own family members.
Yep.
Exactly what Satan wanted. We need to resist, and we need to rise up, and we need to get right with Yahweh.
That's it. There you go. Then don't go building an ark. It doesn't work like that. Appreciate it, Brady. Thank you for the heads up on that. Dave in New York, you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Hey, pre-crime Minority Report. I think that was like one of the best movies that showed all that.
That's right.
You know, they used the collective minds and
Philip
and
K. Dick. That's
where,
right. He wrote the book.
Not to be funny, but I keep hearing that Obama's wife's going to be the next president. You know, and that is a possibility. I mean, you think about it, why not? I'm sure they love the notoriety, and they really don't like the Clintons at all, just to maybe rub a little salt in the Clintons' wounds, you know, show them who's boss.
Yeah, that's what I call monkey business.
Yeah, and this is, I'll leave you on this happy note. You had the Obama phones, and now you've got the old Biden phones. If Trump was giving out phones for everybody, you know, what do you think it would be called, Dave?
I have the faintest idea, but I'm sure you've got a name for it.
A megaphone. See you later.
That's a good one. Kevin in Ohio, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. The more we talk about elections, the more depressed I could get, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think anything's going to happen that's any different than happened in the last elections. And about who can run for president.
Yeah.
I think they'll run two black women or something, or slap a Newsom on it or something.
Let's hope not.
And then you do sell a good face mask. And I think you'd like to maybe promote that, because if they're going to bring this mask stuff back, you do sell an excellent, face mask, right?
Yep. Sure do.
Yeah. So Yeah, so it'd be the place to buy a face mask if you have to. Like, I'm going to the VA for some procedure soon, and they're going to require me to wear a mask.
So, oh, boy. See, I lose faith in that. Yeah. I don't even want to go. If you're going to the VA, that means you served, and we thank you for your service. But really, wearing a face diaper, really? I don't understand. Nah. Well, no, I do. It's the government's mentality. This is what they do when they're in control and you are at their beck and, I mean, literally, you are a victim of the system. And this is the way all veterans are being treated. I'm not saying the VA is righteous. I've never been to a VA hospital. I'll never go to a VA hospital. I don't want to be treated by VA because I've heard about all the screw ups and I've heard of all the issues. It's crazy.
Well,
Kevin,
you know, honestly, I think they do pretty good. I got to give them some kudos, too.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that. I know. I'm just a cynic about any government institution and whatever rights they give me. It's like, yeah, they can take them away, too. Anyway, we appreciate your call, Kevin. Thanks so much. Joseph Meyer joins us after the top of the hour break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.